Motorcycle Update. Hey guys, Leister here, and welcome back to the channel, CryptoTalk.fm. My name is Leister. I am your host. Today's quick and dirty out of cycle. It indeed will be quick. And I'm sad that I need to do this, but I've got to do this because I am one of those that's ethically above board, and I'm not one of those that sits silent in the corner like many of these others. So I saw something that kind of concerned me. Now, Happy Caddy Crypto on Luda Classic, he's one of the validators. He's known in the community. I actually had reached out to him to have a chat with him. At the time, he was only on Telescam. He's since changed that. I've not reached back out since because, you know, I've got other things. Luna Classic's not on the radar like it was. But I still observe he, of everybody, seemed to be the only person that had a strong message around what to do with Luna Classic. And this episode is two things. A, is to share what I just saw, which I didn't know. And if it is, I want to add my thoughts on it. But I was watching Belize's recent live. He made some comments, and I understand he's trying to do trigger. He's trying to say he doesn't believe the bullshit he said. I'm telling you, he doesn't. He's playing a role. He's acting a part. None of what he said. He's a father. He knows that what he says is bullshit, but he's so in his own whatever that he's not realizing just how stupid he made himself sound with what he said. Presuming what I heard was true, which is one of the comments on that same, that said that allegedly Jay, that's Happy Caddy Crypto's name, allegedly is fresh off of back surgery, so hospitalized. And that would have been the reason why he has not been online. He's talked about health issues, but he never was really specific about what was really wrong. But he said, you know, he'd been in pain. It was hard for him to do certain things. So you think now, I want everybody to listen. This is why I'm calling Blee's bullshit for what he did, what he said. Because he implied in response to that comment, well, there's cell phone coverage in the hospital. I'm paraphrasing. That's basically what he said. So what Blee's is saying and what he said in the video is that somebody who's dealing with any kind of medical illness or somebody who is physically disabled or somebody who is in the hospital, maybe comatose, should disregard their health, pick up a cell phone so that they can vote on a pointless bullshit blockchain to make you happy. That's what we're saying that he should be doing, that he should be accommodating you, not his own health. That's why I call it bullshit and why I know he knows that it's bullshit and why I know that he's just trying to trigger people and why I know he doesn't mean what he says. Because I know he played that back in his mind. I know in his mind, he's like, no, this person should take care of himself. This blockchain is not worth putting your health at risk or at harm to accommodate a bunch of nerds online with numbers on a blockchain. I know he knows that. I know he read that in his mind, but he needed to trigger because why? He's a YouTuber. He needs the clicks. He needs you to come to his channel. He's talked multiple times about the struggle in the drop-off of views. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? I'm saying to you, he doesn't mean what the F he said. He doesn't mean it. He doesn't mean any of this. He's doing it because he knows he triggers you. And he's doing it because he knows that you're going to get set off and you're going to type off a comment like a Karen because that's engagement. And he knows that. He's basically been inspired by his once idol, Ben Armstrong. And I'm putting this, again, that's number one, is to come at him for the bullshit he did. If it's true that Jay is in the hospital, no. Jay should focus on his health. If Jay ever hears this, now or in the future, take care of your health. It's not worth, and ignore bullshit like that. Your health is number one. This is blockchain. It doesn't matter. This is the flaw, though, by the way, of DAOs and validators and all that crap, because it assumes that we're all just robots and that we are beholden to logging in and accommodating you to get your bag pumped and people like this who have a platform who then denigrate you and trash you and demean you behind your back and you can do nothing about it while you're trying to focus on your health. And the community should do the right thing, which is to denounce such behavior as childish and bullshit. That's number one. Number two, the other side of this, Jay, if you do hear this, if anybody in the community who has a contact with Jay would please pass the message along. This is what I would say to Jay. If I were speaking to Jay, this is what I would say. That rhymes. Jay, you're doing what I believe is the right thing, and I believe you're doing it because you know it's the right thing, which is to stay off the damn internet, stay off the damn stuff, focus on yourself, get better, take care of yourself, because you only get one life. You only get one, and to fail taking care of that life and treating your body like the temple that it is giving them, those people, those bullshitters, power that they don't deserve. They don't deserve your power. Don't give it to them. Focus on yourself. Focus on your health. That rhymes. Make sure you are number one. The chain is nothing. You are number one. The chain is nothing. They can say whatever. Other validators can do whatever. It doesn't matter. It'll do what it's going to do. Focus on yourself. When you are better, decide if you want to come back in. I believe you're passionate enough that you will. That's okay. Make sure when you come back in, you're making your own moves. Part of making your own moves is you have to put out a strong message. And I would say the message that you're communicating now is in one path forward. This is what we need to do to get this back on track. And there are people who disagree with you. And as a result, you've lost some of the people staking with you. I would say perhaps to adjust your message, not to agree with these dissenters, but to better clarify your position as why you believe it's correct. Sir, I am happy to help you. If you'd like the help, I would love to chat with you at any time, because I believe it's a simple matter of messaging, unclear messaging, because there's a lot of complexity with this crap, which is why I'm glad you're stepping away from it and hopefully get a fresh set of eyes when you come back. But I would love to help you because I think it's clear messaging and perhaps get things back up. Or if you are trying to wind down operations, wind them down and communicate that as well. I don't think you are. I think you're being sabotaged on two fronts. These people are bullshitters for what they're doing, especially in your medical condition as it is. And I think if you do want to come back in, you do need to reset, level set, put the message out very crystal clear about what it is that you're trying to do. We're talking about the old school of trucks and vans driving up and down the street for people campaigning for a position. That's essentially what you're in the situation of doing. A lot of people have given up. They're not going to come back unless they see positive movement. So you have to make a decision about what it takes to get there. And if you're adamant about your position, you need to speak it a little bit louder and a little bit clearer. I would love to help you if you'd like the help, regardless of whether you do or don't contact me. I would encourage you to continue doing what you're doing, which is to disregard the bullshitters, focus on your health, get better, ignore this crap. This crypto means nothing compared to your health. And don't let anybody like that, who don't have any ethics or morals, try to steer you into thinking that you're wrong. You're not wrong. You're doing the right thing. And all they're doing is embarrassing themselves and making themselves, despite being fathers, look like kids and children playing with toys in a sandbox, pissed off because they can't get their stuff off the ground. And thus they have to resort to nonsense, Ben Armstrong, childish bullshit, trigger, clickbait stuff because their stuff's falling off. Don't fall for the trap. Don't fall for the crap. That rhymes. Keep on the path. Keep doing what you're doing. Focus on your health and what matters. What matters is you, not the crypto.